From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. New York City health officials say they're treating a patient who has tested positive for Ebola. From member station WNYC, Bridget Bergen reports officials are urging people to stay calm.
The patient, identified as 33-year-old Craig Spencer, was admitted to a city hospital yesterday with a fever and tested positive for the virus. He's a doctor who has treated Ebola patients in Guinea. Officials say since returning to the city last week, he was limiting his contact with people and monitoring his temperature. Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledged Ebola is frightening.
New York is a dense place, a lot of people on top of each other. But the more facts you know, the less frightening the situation is.
Cuomo says the city and the state are coordinating their response with federal officials. And he said the city had the benefit of learning from mistakes made in Dallas. For NPR News, I'm Bridget Bergen in New York.
Officials in Mali say they have their first case of Ebola. It's in a toddler girl who came from neighboring Guinea. Six West African countries have now had Ebola cases, although in the last several days, the World Health Organization has declared both Nigeria and Senegal free of the disease. Canadian police continue to investigate the background of the man who shot a Canadian soldier to death in Ottawa this week before he was killed by authorities in the Parliament building. Officials say the gunman was not on a list of people they consider high risk, although he had had contact with people who shared his radical views. NPR's Jackie Northam says Canadian authorities are now reviewing a list of people they consider high risk.
Police also said yesterday that they were, the security services were reevaluating about 90 people who they have on a so-called high-risk watch list. They need to investigate whether how they assess that risk is adequate now, and that's in light of the shooting.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Ottawa. The man accused of jumping the fence at the White House this week is charged with unlawful entry of the grounds and with harming law enforcement animals. NPR's Tamara Keith reports he kicked and punched two Secret Service dogs.
The dogs Hurricane and Jordan helped stop the fence jumper in his tracks on the White House lawn. They were taken to a veterinarian and treated for minor bruising. The suspect, Dominic Adesanya, is a 23-year-old from Bel Air, Maryland, and is charged with two misdemeanors, both punishable by up to a year in prison. The Secret Service says he was unarmed when he jumped the fence. He was arrested twice before near the White House grounds for trying to get in. Last month, a man with a knife made it all the way into the executive mansion, setting off a scandal and prompting the Secret Service director to resign. This time, the canine unit was deployed and the jumper didn't make it very far. That's the way it's supposed to work. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
This is NPR. European Union leaders have agreed to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Their arrangement calls for a 40% reduction below the levels that were recorded back in 1990. EU Commission President José Manuel Barroso says the EU is acting.
We have set the example others should follow. As you know, Europe accounts for only 11% of global emissions, so we need all others to step up to the plate.
The European agreement comes ahead of international talks next year that are intended to reach a new agreement on climate change. China has launched a new infrastructure bank to rival Western-backed lenders. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing. The bank represents a bid by China to harness its vast pool of domestic savings to build up its global influence.
Communist Party boss Xi Jinping addressed representatives of 21 nations gathered for the bank's launch at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. Xi said the newly inaugurated Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, or AIIB, would follow the best practices of the World Bank and the Asian Development Bank in lending to developing nations. China will hold as much as a 50% share of the AIIB and will inject $50 billion to start. The U.S., Japan, and Australia have not joined the bank. The U.S. has urged China and the AIIB to meet international standards of transparency and governance in their lending. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
China has also launched an unmanned spacecraft. The probe is going to fly around the moon and back to Earth by next week. China has indicated this is in preparation for an unmanned mission that will land on the moon in 2 years. This is NPR.